that's what we really like to do. Dan, I hope that has demonstrated the variety and the breadth of the different, really different types of performances that we try to bring to this community here in Lawrence Douglas County and Northeast Kansas.
That's Derek Kwan, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Derek Kwan is the executive director of the LEAD Center, and he joins us to talk about upcoming performances. Derek, welcome to Conversations.
Dan, thank you so much for having me back.
Well, you've got a wide variety of performances, and we can't talk about all of them, so let's talk about what's coming up in the next few months.
Yeah, so we kick off our season in the main auditorium. The first show there is with the really legendary ventriloquist. His name's Terry Fader, and he really, really broke out onto the scene as the winner of America's Got Talent close to 20 years ago. And since then, he's been on in residence in Las Vegas. And for the first time in a long, long time, he's actually touring. During my time here at the LEAD Center, which is 12 and a half years, we've never had a ventriloquist here. So it'll be a really interesting addition to our offerings. Then we move on with a couple of really great classical music performances with the soprano Priti Yendi. And if anyone had watched King Charles's coronation, she was the vocalist that really stole the whole show during that incredible, incredible ceremony. And then that same week on September 30th, the KU Symphony Orchestra will be joined by the virtuosic violinist Joshua Brown. So that really are the main auditorium shows for September. And then we move into October. And October is really shows the breadth and the variety of what we present here. We've got Curious George and the Golden Meatball for families with young children, and honestly for adults that like Curious George as well. That's perfectly fine if they'd like to come. So we move from that to David Sedaris on October 26th. And, you know, everyone that may be familiar with him knows his incredibly wry wit and his humor, and thought that it would be really interesting to present David about a week and a half, 2 weeks before the midterms. It'll be really interesting to see what his take on everything is right now in the world. So we move from there in October into November. And November, we have some pretty significant shows. On November 5th, we've got the return of Straight No Chaser, the incredible a cappella pop sensation. That's November 5th. And a week later, on November 12th, we've got Lyle Lovett and his Small Large Band. And Lyle is a legendary Americana Texas roots singer who always brings the most virtuosic musicians with him on tour. And just a day later, on November 13th, we have our first Broadway show of the season, and that is the timeless story of Mrs. Doubtfire. And that'll be an incredible, incredible show. And we move into later into November. I think a lot of classical music listeners will know the name Yun-Chan Lim. Yun-Chan was the winner of the Clyburn competition and took the world by storm a few years ago. And we actually have engaged his mentor, his teacher, Min-Soo Son, to perform here on November the 22nd. And that is certainly going to be an exquisite, exquisite recital. Moving into December, we have in the main, I'm just focusing on the main auditorium shows right now. We have a Mariachi Christmas with Mariachi de Herencia de Mexico. And it's going to be really, if I'm not mistaken, one of the first, if not the first, mariachi performances to occur here at the LEAD Center. It'll be a wonderful and different way to celebrate the holidays. And that's what we really like to do. Dan, I hope that has demonstrated the variety and the breadth of the different, really different types of performances that we try to bring to this community here in Lawrence Douglas County and Northeast Kansas.
And as you mentioned, those are just the main stage productions, but there's much more that will be happening at the LEAD as well.
I think, you know, in the pavilion, we have our Just Friends Jazz series that will be occurring in the fall as well. The season officially kicks off with the incredible jazz vocalist Tyreek McDowell. He won the Sarah Vaughan International Jazz Vocal Competition, and he'll be here in duo. And, you know, his voice is so reminiscent of the legendary great jazz singer Joe Williams. And it, for those of you who don't know, for the Just Friends Jazz Series, we set up the room, the pavilion, as in a cabaret style with four tops and complimentary beverages. So it's a real fun way to experience a show. In October, you know, this will appeal to KPR's Trail Mix fans. We are bringing in the legendary Susan Werner. She'll be making her return to the Lead Center. She always draws a huge crowd in the pavilion, and it's such a wonderful, intimate space to experience music and folk music, especially during these interesting times that we're in. A week later, on October 25th, we'll be bringing in the Fischoff gold medalists and overall winners, the trio Azura. It's a piano trio, piano, violin, and cello. Really one of the top chamber music groups on the scene today. Moving into November in the pavilion, we will be bringing in another Just Friends Jazz series, the great pianist Matisse Picard. And he is versed in everything from stride, ragtime, to modern bebop, hard bop, and just all different types of jazz music. He's really a magician at the keys. And in December in the pavilion, Kim Ritchie, an incredible, incredible singer-songwriter that has had many, many award-winning songs performed in the country Americana world, will be in the pavilion as well. And it's such a different experience in the pavilion because the capacity is only about 200 people. And the difference I like to explain between the pavilion and the auditorium is that the pavilion, you feel like literally you're in the artist's living room and you see the sweat that is potentially maybe developing on their forehead. You see all the different unique nuances of the performance that you don't necessarily see with the large scale performances in the auditorium. It's just a real intimate, incredible space to experience live performance.
But also mentioned in terms of variety, you have some dance and also a cirque as well.
Yeah. So coming up in the spring, I believe it's February 18th, we have Chicago Tap Theater. And it's one of the really only a handful of professional tap dance companies that exists in the world. And what's truly unique about Chicago Tap Theater is the fact that they bring live musicians with them to perform. The artistic director, Mark Inali, he is actually grew up in the area, which is really remarkable. And he truly believes that in order to demonstrate the true magic of tap dancing, it has to be in collaboration with live music. And I love that philosophy because there's nothing like live music and dance, to be honest with you. So they bring some of Chicago's best jazz musicians to come down and perform with them wherever they perform live. Also, we have an incredible company performing in March. It's a cirque company that's currently based in Montreal, but it's the African cirque tradition that is truly highlighted during their performances. What's special about this performance in March is the fact that they are also going to be performing for every single middle schooler in Lawrence Public Schools the day after their public performance. And that's something, Dan, that we haven't really talked about, but that we're really, really take a great, great pride in and also take it very seriously, the fact that we have an incredible relationship with Lawrence Public Schools, and they trust us to be able to curate age-specific performances for every single student in their school district. So for all the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, we feel that this cirque performance will be something that will be unforgettable and will hopefully open up some new ideas of creativity for them after they digest everything that they've seen on stage.
Derek, for fans of musical theater, 2027 is going to be a great year. You've got Waitress, Book of Mormon, and Legally Blonde. Tell us about those.
So we got really, really fortunate in terms of the Broadway offerings we're able to bring to this community. Waitress is a contemporary musical that was written and created by the pop singer Sarah Bareilles. And it's a fantastic show. And typically, I'll a little bit of inside baseball here, Dan. We are in a market that is in the same market as Kansas City, as you know, and as everyone knows that's listening, probably. And Kansas City is unique in the sense that there are two full Broadway series that occur throughout the entire calendar year. So during the traditional season, which is typically September through May, you have a full Broadway series that occurs at Music Hall and at the Kauffman Center. And then in the summertime, Starlight books a full Broadway series between the months of approximately June and September. So that if a Broadway show is performing in Kansas City, it can't perform here in Lawrence because of exclusivity and radius clauses. It's too close. If it performs in Lawrence, it's not going to perform in Kansas City. So to be able to get these titles like Waitress, Book of Mormon, and Legally Blonde, the stars truly aligned. And something about Book of Mormon, that is probably the strongest Broadway title that we've ever had here at the Lead Center. And we're doing two nights of it. It's that strong of a title. Just one disclaimer too, if it's the most irreverent, hilarious Broadway show that I've ever seen. So if you're offended by really kind of anything, maybe think about not coming. But Legally Blonde, especially on a university campus, is going to be a huge hit. It's really taken on a life of its own after the movie came out. And especially on a university campus and showing how women can succeed in any field is such a great story. And so we're super excited to bring in those Broadway offerings.
Well, as we've discussed, there's something for everyone at the Lead Center. And to learn more about the season, and one way to get tickets is your website. Tell us about that.
Yes, the best way to learn more and to acquire tickets is our website, which is lead.ku.edu. That's lied.ku.edu. And we want to really emphasize that this is really, truly the only way to guarantee that you're going to get actual tickets to a show. There are a lot of third-party sites that try and mimic that there are site. Unfortunately, some of our patrons purchase tickets from. So we want to really emphasize that this is the cheapest and the most effective way to get an actual real ticket to a show. Lied.ku.edu, lied.ku.edu. And you can always call the box office too. It's at 785-864-2787. And during the summertime, it's open Monday through Friday from noon to 5:30. And once the school year kicks back up again, it'll be open from 11 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Derek Kwan is the executive director of the Lead Center. He joined us to talk about upcoming performances. And as Derek mentioned, more information is available at lead.ku.edu. And lead is spelled L-I-E-D. Derek, thank you for talking with me today.
Dan, it's always a pleasure. I hope you're doing awesome. And hope you have me back again sometime.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen to the latest episodes on your phone or tablet, and you'll also find us on Facebook. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.